From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This Wednesday, President Obama will outline his plans for reducing U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan. The White House has been debating the numbers for months, and one key factor is whether Afghans can take over the fight.
NPR's Tom Bowman is in Afghanistan, north of a district called Marja. That was the scene of major combat a year ago, and now it's a test for whether peace can hold without U.S. troops. Tom has been on patrol with a new local Afghan force, and he sent this report.
Hey, is the commander here?
If America ever finds something close to success in Afghanistan and is able to withdraw large numbers of troops, it may be because of the likes of these two men. Their names are Izzatullah and Muhammad Ghul. They wear gray uniforms and man a small patrol base set along a dirt road. They're part of a local defense force called ISKI. That stands for Interim Security for Critical Infrastructure. That's why everyone here calls it ISKI for short. The men who serve are chosen by tribal elders, paid $150 a month, and patrol with the Americans. Izzatullah explains through a translator how he helps the Americans. He can spot the Taliban.
I'm from the Syria. I know all the things like where's the Taliban. He's a Taliban or not, he said, there's a lot of Taliban in this area, yes.
Marine Sergeant John Mulder says the ISKI are a key partner because of that local knowledge.
It's basically like a neighborhood watch with guns, which is awesome.
Hey, how's it going?
On the day we went out with them on patrol, Sergeant Mulder and his squad crossed fields, met with local villagers. The two members of the ISKI force, Izzatullah and Muhammad Ghul, greeted their neighbors. Sergeant Mulder says the program has paid off. This area just to the north of Marja, the center of the insurgency in Helmand province only a year ago, has been quiet for more than 2 months. Mulder says that's because this local watch group passes on intelligence and isn't afraid to hunt down Taliban fighters.
They're a lot more aggressive than the ANA are. That's kind of their culture, though. That's kind of what they do.
The ANA, the Afghan National Army. Most young men around here don't want to join the National Army. Some don't trust the Karzai government. Others don't want to serve away from home. So the top Marine commander here, Colonel Dave Furness, says this local defense force helps fill a void.
There's a huge appetite for local defense forces in Marja. The elders like it. The locals like it because they can serve locally.
Colonel Furness says there are now some 400 men who've joined the local defense forces in Marja, and he expects another 400 will sign up by the end of the summer. To hit that number, the colonel will need some help. And the person the Americans are counting on is a local tribal elder. His name is Haji Ghul Mala. We met Ghul Mala when he swept into a large plywood building at the Marine compound. Sweets and drinks were set aside for him and other elders. They went through the ritual greetings and then got down to business. That meant talking with the Marines about security and getting paid for the ISKI members they'd recruited. Ghul Mala is a burly man with a thick gold watch. He fought against the Soviets 2 decades ago and more recently against the Taliban. And he was the first in the area to set up an ISKI group back in February.
We got tired of Taliban and said, in this case, just I stand up ISKI to fight them.
But you have the army and the police force. Can't they fight the Taliban? Why do you need the ISKI?
The ISKIs are from here. They know they can recognize the Taliban's police and army. They are not from here. They are from different areas.
Ghul Mala has paid a price for working with the Americans. His brother lost a leg to a roadside bomb, and he has escaped several assassination attempts. But he's pushing other local elders to join the effort.
They said most of my friends, they promised me that they will stand up ISKI, but he said I'm not naming them, just hopefully he said they will stand up ISKI.
Stand up ISKI, he said, meaning the other elders will create their own neighborhood watches. That would fit the nationwide effort by General David Petraeus, the top commander in Afghanistan, to recruit thousands of local defense forces. And it parallels a program called the Sons of Iraq, which Petraeus used to help turn around the insurgency when he was the top commander in that country. But the Marines know that some of the tribal elders they are seeking out as allies bring some baggage. Top of the list, drugs. Many elders have grown wealthy through the illegal opium trade, which is centered in this part of Helmand Province.
Papi.
Yeah, there's a lot.
No good, Papi. Papi, no good.
That was Afghan Sergeant Muhammad Sadwar. He was dumping sacks of poppy seeds into the strong wind while on a patrol with the Marines. In nearly every house we inspected on that patrol, there were signs of the drug trade, sacks of seeds or dried poppy stalks. The Marines say they've cut a deal with the elders. Don't grow poppy and we'll pay you to set up a local watch unit. So drugs, that's one problem. Another is corruption. Sergeant Omar is an Afghan soldier critical of the local ISKI forces. He says they only want one thing.
Money.
Money. He said there are reports some ISKI are shaking down local farmers for protection money. If they don't pay, they're accused of being Taliban.
Money no, you Taliban, you Taliban.
One Marine officer confirmed there has been extortion by ISKI forces, but when that happens, the Marines move to stop it. Like so much here in Afghanistan, problems like drugs and corruption have to be balanced against fighting the Taliban. Sergeant Thomas Wuerl works with ISKI units. He brushes aside the complaints. He says the local defense forces have helped against the greatest threat here, roadside bombs known as IEDs.
They found a lot of IED caches that we probably never would have found. There's probably been about four times they came with a whole trunk load full of IEDs or IED materials or weapons or what have you. So they're very proactive in the area with keeping security, talking to the elders, you know, gaining that foothold and keeping it.
Most Marines interviewed in Northern Marja agree with the sergeant. They say the ISKI program makes the area safer. Still, with all the Afghan security forces here, there are frustrations. Everything from petty corruption and drug use to desertion, or simply not keeping an appointment. One afternoon this month, the ISKI were supposed to show up at a remote American patrol base to go out with a squad of Marines. The Afghans never showed. So Sergeant Jake Powell pushed his patrol to go to them. The Marines sloshed across flooded fields, the mud and water over their boots. They hopped over narrow canals to reach the ISKI base, a disheveled compound. A shirtless man washing himself by a canal says his commander and most of his men have gone to another American base for training. There'll be no patrol today. Sergeant Powell is frustrated.
Next time we have something planned and you can't come, you need to call us over the radios that we gave you or have your cell phones on and let us know that you can't make it.
With that, Sergeant Powell assembles his Marines and heads back to cross those fields and canals without his armed neighborhood watch. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.